This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
I'm Tracy Faber, and this is the second season that I've spent as one of the banders at the Petit Manan Point Owl Banding Station. I've been working in Maine for around 10 years with seabirds and now with owls as well. I'm Coco Faber. I am the other resident bander here at the station, and I've also spent about a decade working in Maine and now a couple of years with these owls.
One thing that struck me about this point is it doesn't seem like owl habitat. Mm-hmm. We're way out on the tip of a point. There aren't a whole lot of trees. There's some shrubs and some trees around. So the first time I came out here, I was surprised. They've pretty much got to fly over water to get out here.
Yeah.
So they don't seem afraid of flying over water, salt water.
Yeah. I think some of the first records that made people realize that these birds can fly over large bodies of water and are migratory is finding them in the Great Lakes after a large storm and realizing that these birds had been over the water moving at night. And they found, you know, dead birds that had been caught up in a storm. But that, I think, was one of the first times that people realized that these birds could do that and also did move from their breeding grounds. But one of the reasons that this station is able to catch a significant number of birds is that the coast actually acts as one of the sort of funneling points for the station. Well, birds like hit the coast and then we'll follow the coast down and then they'll come to us and they'll hear this male breeding call, this male like advertising a territory, and they're very curious about why that's happening. And they come down out of their migration to see what's happening. And that's when they hit our nets. And the interesting thing too that we've learned through migration banding of saw-whets is that pretty much most of the birds that are moving are females. And it seems that females tend to migrate much further than males do and have a much bigger range in the length of their migration, whereas males tend to stay closer to the breeding territory and much further north. So we encounter very few males compared to females.
Oh, and that's adults, second years, and juveniles?
Yeah, adults and juveniles. Yeah.
And there are a good number that we can't, that sort of fall within the size range. So like a lot of raptors, these owls display the size sexual dimorphism. So the females tend to be much larger, males tend to be much smaller. And there's a bunch of birds that fall in between. And so, you know, it could be that there are more males that are sort of within that category that we're not able to identify. But generally across all age classes, we do see way more females than males.
And another thing that we find with monitoring saw-whet migration at these banding stations is that the saw-whet population follows the cycle of mast years of conifer trees. And so when you have a mast year, all these trees drop cones. And then the next season, there's lots of food available for mice, voles, and shrews that are the primary prey of saw-whets. And so then that next year, there's a big boom in prey, and saw-whets take advantage of that. And some of them can even have, you know, multiple clutches in a season and raise multiple broods of chicks. And so a year like 2024, which was a year after a mast year, we had a really high number of hatchier birds. And we encountered very few adults. And part of the reason for that is that it is hard to survive as a little owl out there in the world. And so generally, when you have this mast cycle of about 4 years, you'll see a really big boom of movement of hatchiers that next year. And then you'll slowly have fewer and fewer birds overall that you'll catch for the next few years until you hit that mast year again. So this year, we're seeing a lot of second year birds. And what's really exciting too is that we're seeing more of them than we even thought we would. And so maybe that's about how weather patterns are moving owls our way. Hopefully it also is an indicator, at least to some extent, that the hatchiers who were born last year survived the winter and came back and bred and are now migrating south again.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.